Welcome to Listen to Anne podcast. Hello. Hope everybody's doing splendid on this lovely Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all my mamas. But yeah. So like this last week, I don't know. I've been reflecting a lot. My life's been pretty like up and down, but you know me, if you know me personally, then you know like how I am. I just kind of just try to roll with the punches. But it's like I've met a lot of people, and then there's people that are very close to me, and even myself. Well, I'm at this place now that I feel like the right things are driving me. Like, I don't seek outside validation from anybody or approval for anything. Like, I really don't care what other people think, right? I mean, I might, but like to a certain extent, it's not gonna change my decision unless it's like for the better, or like they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know why I do the things that I do. I know where I'm trying to go. I know where I'm trying to get at. You know, I don't try to look like I'm it, because I'm not it yet. I mean, I'm it to me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm that. I feel like everybody should feel that way. But I just feel like sometimes, and it's because, you know, society, stigmas, this and that, whatever the third, like, everybody wants to be it, and everybody wants to look like it, or like they're that. Like, they just want, like, that overnight success. Like, they just want to be that without, like, putting in the work or on somebody, or because it's somebody else. Like, I don't know. I've witnessed a couple of things this weekend. It's like, first of all, like, if you're, I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to speak on somebody else. I'll speak on myself, because that's what I can do best, speak on myself. But like, me personally, like, I want to be known for who I am. Like, if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. Like, you're not because, oh, I'm the baddest, or, oh, because I know so-and-so. It's just because you met me and, like, you know, you think I'm cool or whatever. Like, you're not going to, how I carry myself is, you're not going to, I'm not going to say you're not going to abuse me, but, like, you know, there's people that, like, they'll be like, oh, I know so-and-so. Like, they'll name drop this and that. Me, personally, I don't care who so-and-so is. Like, I don't know them. You know them. That's cool. And it's not even, like, on some hater or this or that. It's just, like, how I just rather be known for who I am than for who I am fucking or who I am associated with. That's why I treat people the way I treat them. I treat everybody like they're somebody. I don't look down on people. I don't do none of that. And I think more people should be like that. And I think more people should value themselves and, like, who they are. Like, know that you're somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to name drop. You don't have to be like, oh, well, I'm da-da. Because at the end, like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything to anybody. You know, what does matter is how you treat people, what you got going on, like, what you're building on, like, what, like, who you are. Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people downplay themselves, too. Like, I don't know. But that's just one of the things I was thinking about. And then another thing is, like, you know, whatever you do, I just feel like you need to make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Not for clout. Not because you think it's the next thing. And if you're going to do something, make sure that you believe in it. Like, wholeheartedly. You're not just doing it because somebody said or this or that. Because what happens when you don't, when it's something that's not you, or when you don't believe in yourself and you're just like kind of putting on a front like you do, and you're just like kind of like winging it and like putting it on other people, like if it's your project, it's your project and you are going to do the most for it. You know what I'm saying? But like if you, like I feel like sometimes people like, I want to say they'll piggyback off somebody or, you know, like they might, I don't know. It's just whatever you do, make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. That is because you want to do it so that it works out the way that it's supposed to. Because if it's not and you're just doing it because of the imagery or what you think it's going to be, it's not. And realize that anything that is going to be great, it takes time, like, to build. Like, you know, you cannot, nobody can start at the top, and some people fail to realize that. Like, it don't even matter if you got money, you're still not gonna start. You know how many people have money and maybe they're not as talented? It's just like, it's just, it's it's more to it than money. You know what I'm saying? You could have $1 billion. It don't matter. Every person started with one follower, one subscriber, one whatever. We all have, like, the same, you know, 24, 8, this and that, or whatever. So it's just, like, grind, grind, grind. Make sure the right things are driving you. Make sure the things that you're doing is because you want to do it. And, like, I can't express enough, like, it's quality, not quantity. You feel me? Like, it don't matter. You know, and people really need to be themselves. Like, be your true self. Move on how you really feel. Like, please, like, me, I'm really myself. You feel me? And it's like, you're either going to fuck with me or you're not. Nine out of ten times, I feel like people fuck with me because I am myself. You know, I'm not trying to put on this front. And it's crazy because it's like, okay, like, I'm comfortable where I'm at in my life. You know what I'm saying? Comfortable in the sense, like, I'm content. Like, I'm happy. I see the good and the bad. I embrace all of it. It's not something that I've always, you know, but at this point in my life, like, yeah, I am very much like that. And so, but it's, what, it's funny, like, okay, for example, you know, I'm running, like, a little trailer efficiency type thing, right? Most people, like, it's, to me, it's, like, funny watching people's faces or, like, you know, I'll tell them or you feel me, somebody will pull up on me and they'll see, and it's like, you just see, like, their whole demeanor, like, kind of change. And I'll be like, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable that you're uncomfortable while I'm comfortable, you know, because it's like, people are so, obsessed. They're not obsessed, but they care so much about what other people think. Like, I really don't care what other people think because, you know what, like, I'm doing this, like, I'm sacrificing this, like, right now, I want to stack my bread, you feel me? I don't want to be drowning in bills, you feel me? I'd rather pay my little $550, $600 a month and stack my bread. I could have, you know, went and got a fucking 2-1, be paying $1,000, whatever, like I was before, been drowning in bills, living paycheck to paycheck, and just, you know, not living my life, like, not, like, being stressed out. I didn't want that. So, for me, I'm like, I'm going to stay down for 6 months. I'm going to do this. And it's going to be fine. So, that's why I'm okay with where I'm at because I know where I'm going. A lot of people, they just see one thing and, like, that's it. Like, they just see that. They don't understand it. And it's not for other people to understand. But my point is, and this is, like, I know what I'm doing, so I don't give a fuck what nobody else thinks. People may look at me from the outside looking in and feel like maybe I don't have it together or, you feel me, everybody's type of success looks different for everybody. To me, like, I feel successful, you feel me? I have my mind right, you know, like, the right things are driving me, and it's just like, I don't know, I wish more people, like, fed off that. Like, it doesn't matter what nobody else thinks or where, like, what they got going on. It only matters what you got going on because you know why you're doing it. Some people don't know why they're doing things. They're just doing it because they think it's cool or they feel like that's what's supposed to be it because that's what they admire. That's what they, like, aspire to be. But they, you know, it's people only see, like, the surface. They never see, like, what other people have gone through to get to where they're at. So, I don't know. That's just, like, one of the things. Make sure, you know, that you're just doing things for you in the right way. Don't get caught up in the hype. You feel me? Like, I love the people that I surround myself with because I honestly, like, yeah, like, I love the people that I surround myself with because they honestly push me to be better. But what's crazy about it is that some people that I surround myself with, they don't even know how great they are. They don't even know what, like, they have, like, and it kills me sometimes because I see, like, damn, bro, you could have it all, like, if you just, you know, knew what you were doing it for. And then I have other friends that's like, damn, like, I've just seen them come up and it's like, oh my God. Like, for example, like, my brother Peter, like, I do taxes with him, like, oh my God. He's only been doing taxes 1 year more than me. And, like, damn, nigga, I see you. What do you mean? Like, you went from doing taxes to, like, having your own, like, opening multiple locations, you know, have all these things going out, you feel me? And it's like, I seen him put in the work. He definitely puts in the work. And then, you feel me, like, his outside definitely reflects it. You feel me? He bought his house. He has nice cars. Like, I respect that. I dig that. And then I have, like, other friends, you feel me, like, people that may not have it all to, that from the outside looking in, like, don't have it all. Like, my friend Jessica, I love her so much. She lives in California now, but, like, I love her, and I love her story. And I love her so much. On the outside looking in, like, an outsider's gonna be like, oh, you know, she may not have it all that. But, like, to me, she has everything because she's doing the things that she loves in her life, whether it's helping people, whether it's her, like, music, whether it's creating things. Like, she's doing everything for the right reasons, and I admire that wholeheartedly. Like, I'm talking about that girl. She dipped to Cali less than $100, and she's been out there, like, almost a year now. On her own, thugging it, which is great. Like, that's amazing, and, like, that's beautiful. I love that. And then even, like, my other friend, Ish, like, she's an MA. I'm an MA, too, but, like, she loves that shit. Like, you see it. Like, her growth in her field is, like, it's amazing. Like, where she's at. Like, it's just cool to see. Like, success is different for everybody, and I just, whatever you want your success to look like, okay, if you want the nice cars and whatever, this and that, you have to be, like, what are you going to do to get there? You feel me? It's not so much about, like, the money part, because the money's always going to come. Money's here. It's everywhere. Money is always going to come, but it's just, like, you know, what is it that you like to do, and, like, how, like, just do that. Because once you start doing things for the right reasons, everything else falls into play. Like, the money will come. It will. I promise it will. Money always comes for me. I didn't always feel that way, but I do. Like, whenever I need it, some way, some type of which way form, whether it be a job offer, a gift, a blessing, whatever, like, it comes through. You know, like, right now, me, bruh, my car fucked up. I'm not working right now. You feel me? Tax season just stopped. All this crazy stuff happened. Whatever the case may be. I'm like, damn. I know what I gotta do, so I'm not mad about it. I just gotta get it fixed. It's gonna get done some way. Shape or form, it's gonna happen for me, because, like, I'm gonna do what I have to do to make it happen. And I just wish, you know, more people felt that way about their life, about things, even about people. Let me talk about people. Like, I'm not gonna say fuck what I was just talking about, but people, like, you know what kills me is, like, nobody, people are always, me, you, everybody, people are always gonna do what they want to do. You cannot get mad at anybody for doing what they want to do. You have an option. It's all about choices. You can express, like, okay, if you're in a relationship, right, and you express to your significant other, you're doing this, I don't like that you're doing this. Your significant other, he could hear you out, and he could be like, all right, babe, I'm not going to do that no more. Or they cannot. They could tell you that and then still do something else, right? So you still have an option. It's not, oh, be mad at him. I mean, you could be mad. You have two options. You could be mad at him and deal with it, or her. Or you can just go. If you tell somebody you don't like something and they keep doing it, you just got to go. They're not going to change. They don't want to change. And, like, that's why, like, me and my relationship, like, I always be like, this is what I like. These are the things I like to do. This is why I'm doing them, you know. So, like, oh, I don't want you to do that or this or that. What does that look like? I don't care what it looks like. It's what I want to do. Like, either you're going to be with me or you're not. Like, either you're going to deal with it or you're not. Like, I'm not. If you're in a relationship with somebody, it's about, like, boundaries and this and that or whatever. Like, if you're cheating and infidelity is one, that's something different. But people like to do different things. Like, people, I feel like sometimes people get into relationships with other people, and, like, it's like they feel like, oh my God, our whole life has to revolve around each other. And, honey, no, that is not it. It doesn't work like that. I mean, it can for a certain point in time, but it's like you really have to be doing things that you want to do. Like, you have to be your own person. You can't become somebody else. You can't engulf yourself in somebody else. Y'all can always support each other, this and that. Yeah, make money together, all that. But you still have to be your own person. Like, you have to have that. But people are always going to do what they want to do. So there is no point for you to stress yourself out be heartbroken, be crying, be like fucked up, like, oh my God. Especially if you know like who you're fucking with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me outside looking in, like, I have people, like, I'll just say like industry friends or something like that, right? And like I'm just telling them stories about like certain things, and I'm like, oh my God. But then like it's just crazy. Like, you feel me? Like, you see a guy, he'll have a whole girlfriend, and then he has all these side bitches, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and if you're in that type of that, like, in that lifestyle, is like, baby girl, like, you have a choice. Like, either you want to be with him and accept him and everything that comes with him, or you don't. It's still your choice. You can't be mad, because that man's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. Like, it's your option. So, like, that's one thing that kills me. If you know who you're fucking with and they want to do all these things and it's in your face and you know about it and you choose to, and like, and you still want to be with them, that's completely your choice and up to you. But what happens with that is that, feel me, like, the female or the nigga or whatever, like, they don't know why they're with that person, this and that or whatever, but they don't like that other people on the outside is looking at them like, bitch, you're fucking crazy, bitch, I would never, he's doing this, he's doing that. Like, it's a choice. Feel me? Life's all about choices. You don't have to deal with nobody if you don't want to, if they don't like something, whatever. But is that them? Like, me, I honestly don't believe in making anybody do anything they don't want to do, like, or stopping somebody from doing what they want to do for, like, your own whatever, like, because that's not how they really feel. You know what I mean? Like, people move entirely, like, on how they feel, and I respect that. Like, I respect when people move how they feel, and sometimes I have to check myself, like, about certain things. Like, I'm like, damn, like, feel me, I could feel, like, maybe a type of way about something that happened to me or whatever, and I'm like, am I mad because they're a fuck nigga or a fuck bitch? Or am I mad because the situation didn't go how I wanted it to go? Like, you know, you have to be able to differentiate the two. And some people don't know how to do that. Some people are so worried about, like, the stigma of what it looks like. Like, example, like, hashtag models and this and that or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, there's bitches. Like, okay, me personally, like, I don't want to twerk on the gram. Like, I know I could twerk on the gram and go viral and have all these followers. I don't want to be known for that, so I'm not going to do that. You feel me? I got kids. Shit. Something about this day and age is that 20 years from now, they will be able to look at everything that we've done. It's not like, oh, you know, we never know. But out of sight, out of mind, like, they're going to be able to look us up. You feel me? So there's just, I'd rather be known for, like, me, the type of person I am or what's in my mind. That's why I started a podcast, because, like, my, how I feel, like, my thoughts. It's not so much of like, oh, I want to be Insta famous. Like, nah, that, I'm not really on that. I really don't care about that. Me personally, I care more about the money than me Instagram famous. I don't care about being famous. I care about my bank account being looking right and me being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Other people are just more, you know, about the image. But fuck, there I go, not knowing where the fuck I was going with this. Oh yeah, no, but you feel me? Don't get me mad. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, the girls and all that stuff, that twerk or whatever, feel me? I don't judge them, you feel me? Because that's what they want to do. Some people, like, they're really about their grind. They don't give a fuck about how you feel. They're going to use what they feel they got, and they're going to maximize it, and they're going to make money from it, you feel me? At the end of the day, like, how I feel about them is they know who they are. They know why they're doing it, so they don't care. That's like strippers and all that. They don't care. They know why they're doing it, and they're going to keep doing it because they like the shmoney. Feel me? I don't want to be known for that, so I'm not going to do that. But I don't knock them. That's a whole different level of not giving a fuck that I'm just not on. Which is funny as fuck. Oh, my God. Me and my sister, my mom, my mother, the woman who birthed me, we was eating with her yesterday. And I don't even know how it came up. But she was like, yeah, you know, you can make videos on Instagram and da-da-da-da. You don't have to show anything. I said, Ma, like, come on now. Come on now, Ma. Not on that. Like, my mom's like, it don't matter. If you want to be a stripper and strip and make money for it, whatever, she wouldn't care. It's crazy, right? But I'm not driven so much by money like that, but I don't know. This podcast is probably all over the place, but it's just what I was thinking about on this beautiful Sunday morning on Mother's Day, which to me is just another day, feel me? But, yeah, my message and all this is be yourself, be your real self, make sure the things that are driving you are for the correct reasons. Stay down till you come up. Like, don't, like, love the process and everything that you go through. But like my whole thing is, if you're doing things that aren't really what you want to do and you're just doing it because you think it's cool, like it's not gonna be well. So why even do all that? Sit down, think to yourself, what is it that I want out of life? Like, what am I trying to get at? Which is awesome. I had a conversation, somebody asked me that, and I was like, it took me by surprise, like, what do I want out of life? I do know what I want out of life, but sometimes it doesn't seem so grand, right, to other people. Like, I just want to be financially stable, be surrounded by people I love, and do the things that I love, like, whether it's talking my shit on the podcast, you feel me, taking my kids to the park. Like, I just, everything I do, it comes out of love, it comes out of my heart, and I just want to keep living my life like that. But yes, I'm out. Enjoy your day. Thank you for listening to my rants, raves, insights, whatever you have, want to call it. Please give me your feedback, especially if I really know you and if you fuck with me, because I feel like the people who are first gonna listen to my podcast is the people that, you know me. So yeah, give me a shout. Thank you. Have a blessed day.